It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health. And we're going to visit with Tasha Eichhorn. Good morning, Tasha.
Good morning.
I understand you've been on Wellness Wednesday before.
Yep, just a few years ago.
Okay, it's been a while then.
Yep.
Okay, well, glad to touch base with you again, Tasha. Tasha, what's your job title at CCM Health?
I am a nurse practitioner. I perform the dermatology role over here at CCM Health.
Okay. How long have they had the dermatology department over there? Quite a few years?
I started doing it about 4 years ago. Actually, May will be 4 years.
Okay. Before we talk about our subject here, Tasha, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I live just outside of town on a farm and married with 5 children that keep us busy.
Yes.
And, yeah, I like to hunt, fish, bowl, lots of things outdoors.
Oh, okay. Bowler, huh?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, they got a good bowling alley there, don't they, in Monty?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's our subject today then, Tasha?
Well, we're going to talk about, it's spring, so we're going to talk about taking care of our skin and how to protect from damage, things like that.
Oh, good. My wife will love this subject because she lathers herself up in sunscreen a lot. Every day.
Good.
All right. So let's talk about that a little bit, Tasha. Why is sun protection so important?
Well, the ultraviolet radiation that comes from the sun causes premature aging of the skin, causes damage, causes skin cancers, including the bad one, melanoma. And even if you get a tan, that's a sign of skin damage.
Okay. So what SPF should I use then?
I usually recommend a broad spectrum sunscreen, SPF of 30 or higher. Mm. That's going to cover most of those bad rays. If you're going to be outside for prolonged exposure, say you're on a fishing trip or something, you should do SPF of 50.
Oh, 50. Okay.
Yeah.
Even on the golf course then.
That would be good, yes.
What you mentioned a broad spectrum, what's that mean?
Yeah, so that one means it's going to protect against both. There's two different types of rays, UVA, which causes like the aging and the sun damage, and then UVB, which causes those sunburns. So it's going to cover both of those.
So how and when should I apply sunscreen?
You should do it at least, every 2 hours. The peak times are usually 10, noon, and 2 o'clock. Those are the best times to apply, and you should do it about 15 minutes before you go out.
Okay. Yeah, with the summer coming up, I hope everyone's listening.
Yes.
Good stuff here. So what type of sunscreen is the best then? What would you recommend?
There's lots of different products. If you have more sensitive skin, you could do a mineral type sunscreen. If you have acne, there's more oil-free based, so you're not getting that additional oils. And then there's even cream-based ones. So even our CeraVe cream has SPF in it, which is good for the skin, it's good for the face. And then if you're outside in the water at the lake, you should use like a water-resistant sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I put sunscreen on, but I don't like it because I feel like I'm greased up. I don't like that on my skin. Is that kind of normal, you think, Tasha?
Yeah, you can get different products that are, softer and lighter. Mm-hmm. If you do like the mineral, the oil-free. There's some trusted brands that I recommend, like Neutrogena, La Roche-Posay, CeraVe. Those are some good ones that are people tolerate a little better.
Okay. Moisturizers. Do I still need moisturizer in the summer then?
Yes. So even though the kind of the dry air is gone, you'll protect your skin when you put moisturizer on from like the heat, the sun, sweating. You can switch to a lotion versus a cream in the summer. It's a little bit thinner. Doesn't clog as much.
So. My wife always says, put sunscreen on even if the sun isn't out or it's partly cloudy or whatever.
Correct.
Or cloudy. You still can get sunburned. Is that correct?
Yes, you can.
Oh, she's always right.
Yep, and we often think that we can't because the clouds are covering, but it actually can still, those UVs can get through there.
Okay. What ingredients should I look for in a moisturizer then?
Ceramides, those are going to repair your skin barrier, hyaluronic acid, that's going to help the hydration of the skin, glycerin helps with moisture, and then the niacinamide, it helps with reducing inflammation. Mm. So those are some good ingredients.
Inflammation, how does that work with the skin, sunburn or whatever? What do you mean, inflammation?
So if you have a sun damage and or even like acne, it'll reduce that inflammation on the skin.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What type of moisturizer should I use then?
So different types of skin type. If you have more oily skin, use like the lightweight gel or lotion. Drier skin, you should use a cream or an ointment. And then sensitive skin, you should always pick like a fragrance-free product, which most of them are pretty good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife uses fragrance-free.
Yes.
Yeah. What good options for that then?
I always recommend CeraVe. It's really good. It has the ceramides in it. And also Vanna Cream, Eucerin, Aveeno. Those are all good products. Hmm.
Now, I know people are, worried about, skin cancer and stuff. So how can I check my skin for concerning spots? How does that work?
So we have a little rule that we use, especially for moles and melanoma, the ABCDE rule. And that just helps us determine if any moles are changing. So the A is for asymmetry, if it's perfectly round or if it's abnormal. The border is for the border irregularly. So if you notice the border is not perfectly round. Color, if you're noticing darkening moles. Diameter is if the mole is growing in size, and evolving is kind of all of those in one.
Mm, okay, so how often should I check my skin then, Tasha?
I would recommend doing monthly self-exams and then scheduling an annual skin check. Mm. I actually provide and offer free skin exams once a month throughout the year now, and everyone gets one free one a year. So it's a good way to get checked.
Okay. Let's talk about sunscreen for babies and children. Talk about that a little bit.
So mineral sunscreen is the best as it's less sensitive for children. And then we really don't recommend sunscreen under the age of 6 months. It's best to just seek shade and use protective clothing, umbrellas for children that are 6 months, yes.
Why is that then, do you think?
Just because their skin is not mature all the way. It doesn't have the barrier protection.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yep, a little more sensitive under that age.
So do people with darker skin tones need sunscreen then?
Yes. So the melanin, which is a darker skin tone, offers some protection, but the UV exposure can still cause the skin cancer. So daily sunscreen is important for everyone.
Oh, okay. What if I'm on some kind of medication that increases sun sensitivity?
I would recommend with some of them, there are certain medications like antibiotics, retinoids, those can increase your risk of sunburn. So using sunscreen even a little more often, even every half an hour applications, and then being sure to seek shade and not staying out for too long in the sun.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Tasha Eichhorn from CCM Health. Tasha is a family nurse practitioner and a dermatology specializes in that. So, Tasha, well, what's the easiest way to protect my skin every day? Let's go with that first.
So using a good moisturizer twice a day all over your entire body is going to help with hydration. Applying that SPF of 30 or more every morning, even if you're not outdoors. Reapplying your sunscreen when you're outdoors at least every 90 minutes. And then just wearing protective clothing whenever possible.
Okay. I use Jergens hand lotion a lot. Does that help at all or not?
Yep. Jergens is good. That's okay. A good brand as well.
Okay. What are three most important things I should remember about what we just talked about then? My wife says I'm not a good listener, so this is a big thing for her anyway, is sunscreen.
Yeah. Yep, so sunscreen daily, keeping your skin hydrated with those moisturizers, and then making sure to stay very vigilant, self-aware for any changing spots.
Mm-hmm. Now, some sunscreens come in a can for spray, right?
Yeah, you can do the spray. I do prefer the lotion or the creams or the gels a little more over the spray.
Okay, so you can rub it in more or
yes.
What? Okay.
Yep. Then you're sure that you cover all the areas.
Okay. Well, this is really interesting. I learned a lot from you this morning. That's awesome.
Good.
So if people are listening and they want to schedule an appointment with you, how do I do that?
Yep. So they can call the phone number at CCM Health, 320-269-8878, and they can ask to schedule an appointment with Tasha Eichhorn, Dermatology.
Okay. Or you can just check out the website, I would guess, too, and all the information will be there, right?
Correct, yes. And you do not need a referral.
Okay, you don't. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Wow, that was fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, Tasha, before I let you go, I ask everyone, what do you like about working at CCM Health?
I love the atmosphere and my coworkers and all the patients that come in.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning, Tasha. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Tasha Eichhorn from CCM Health. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.